Abby, it is Science Week.
It certainly is. And joining us this morning to talk all things Science Week is Emily, who's the gallery officer at Jervis Bay Maritime Museum. How are you this morning, Emily?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, Science Week, this must be a huge week in the museum.
It is. Well, we've decided to compress it all down into one big day, which is this Saturday, the 20th of August. So instead of doing things sprinkled throughout the week, we're doing one day.
That sounds great. And look, it is Science Week. And why is this such an important week in the calendar?
Look, I think it's really important to be able to make science accessible to the community. You know, we want everyone to be able to come and learn something. So Science Week's a great opportunity to do that.
And I think science is really fun. It's one of those ones where, because of all the experiments, it's very hands-on. It's one that everyone can get involved in, no matter your age or anything like that. So let's talk about some of the things that are happening on Saturday. You've got a bunch of tours happening.
We have a tour that's kicking off our day. It's going through part of our museum collection. So that will be fascinating. We'll be looking at a little bit of the Halloran collection and some of the instruments in there that actually feature glass, because glass is the theme for this year.
Glass is amazing, isn't it? If you really think about it, glass is just incredible.
Glass is amazing. It's actually not considered a liquid or a solid. It's somewhere in between. So we're ready to look at that and get experts in to tell us more about why it's so fascinating in their field.
I've got the line here, glass, more that meets the eye. I love that. And look, so we talked about the tours. There's going to be some really interesting talking topics and talks happening on the day as well.
Absolutely. We're really fortunate. We've got four wonderful presenters coming down and giving their time. We've got Ian Clifford from who is the president of Lighthouses Australia. He's coming to tell us how lighthouse lenses work, because that's a really particular type of instrument that's used throughout Australia. We've got Professor Tim McCarthy coming from the University of Wollongong, who's been doing research into sustainable construction materials. So he uses glass in lightweight concrete. So that's fascinating. We've got Holly Williams coming down from Sydney from the Curators Department, and she's got a background in glass blowing. So she's going to share how the unique properties of glass have fascinated scientists and artists throughout millennia. So that will be really interesting. And finally, we've got Fiona, who's coming from Shoalhaven City Council, and she's going to tell us what happens with our recycled glass that we all put in our yellow bins and how they can turn some of that glass into our local roads.
Because I do believe that some of our glass is on the Nowra Bridge right now.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be sparkling.
Yeah, awesome. And then so that's the talks, the tours. We've got kids' activities as well.
We do. We've got two classes. We've got kaleidoscope making, which will be fantastic.
Fun.
So these are sort of primary aged groups. And we've also got making a sculptural object from clay and glass. So combining the two. So we've got a ceramicist called Vicky who's going to run those ones. So that's really exciting.
And you've also got a hands-on experience for everyone,
don't
you? This
one sounds awesome.
We do. We have a little bit of an experiment section in the museum for kids. They can get their little workbooks and read about glass and have a look through some microscopes and telescopes and see what they can find.
Cool. So tell us, are most of these events free, or is there a cost behind them, and do we have to book to be there?
Yep, so most of the events are free. It's just the kids' craft activities that have a cost associated with them for the materials. We encourage everyone to jump on board, get on the website. Under our What's On tab, there's a Science Week tab. So just click on that. All the information's there. It will tell you about our astronomy at night time, the tour, the talks, the kids' activities, and how to book.
Jervis Bay Maritime Museum and Gallery. It is Science Week, but you're also encouraging people to come along for the rest of the year as well.
Absolutely. We encourage the local community to come and visit us. We're open every day, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come and hop on board the ferry, explore the local history, and see some art.
I love that. Emily, the gallery officer at Jervis Bay Maritime Museum, thank you so much for your time this morning. And everyone, make sure you get there Saturday for their Science Week condensed into one day. It's going to be a huge one and you'll want to be there. Thanks so much, Emma.
Thank you so much.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.